friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Yes, so glad that you're here. Friend, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and here we are. Let's celebrate. Come on, let's celebrate. Let's rejoice because today, that's right, friend, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, happy Thursday, Tiesa. How's your week coming along? Doing all right? You hanging in there? Been dealing with a sore throat for the last day or so, so that that's never fun, especially when you have to talk for a while. So appreciate your prayers on that. But other than that, pretty good week. A little bit warmer, a little bit on the warmer side. So we've been taking advantage of the AC this week, our air conditioning unit. So we've been running that thing like there's no tomorrow. So hope you stay nice and cool this week. And in fact, coming up here in the next couple of weekends, you're invited to the Beth Moore simulcast. Oh, yeah, it's that time of the year already. That's right. Coming up on Saturday, September the 14th, the Beth Moore simulcast is actually going to be happening at the Windsor Road Christian Church in Champaign. Tickets just $28 per lady, and that includes a box lunch, some snacks, and admission as well. Again, coming up on Saturday, September the 14th, just a couple of Saturdays away. It's the Beth Moore simulcast, again, happening at the Windsor Road Christian Church, 2501 West Windsor Road in Champaign. To get more information, just check out their website, windsorroad.org, or just check out our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in a few minutes, we will be having a devotion, of course, and our devotional will be on the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 37, talking about some hope today. We always need to be reminded of the hope that we have in Jesus. Amen. So we'll be taking a look at that right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. The Tom Fedke Singers and Crown Him with Many Crowns medley right here on this Thursday, this 29th day of August 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, friend, have you ever been in a place where you were just going through a season and it felt like God was absent, or you didn't see him working the way you would like him to be working? Has anybody ever been there? Even in difficult circumstances, even when we can't see it, God is still working to fulfill his good promises. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know our God is a God that does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, setting stuff up even when we can't even see it. In Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 14, and we see a perfect example. It says, "The hand of the Lord was on me. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in a valley, in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I said, 'Sovereign Lord, you alone know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and ye will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and ye will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" So it goes on to say in verse 7, "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling noise, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and the tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them." Then he goes on to say, "Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel.'" Friend, if you get what this passage is saying, talk about exciting hope. You notice that it says Ezekiel calls the Lord sovereign Lord several times in this passage. And so the word sovereign is one of those church words that maybe we kind of throw around and don't really know or understand what it means. Sovereign means a supreme ruler. Sovereignty means that God, as the ruler of the universe, has the right to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Furthermore, he is in complete control over everything that happens. So he calls him sovereign Lord. And friend, any osteologist worth their salt will tell you that once a human being dies, they begin to decompose immediately. Once the heart stops pumping blood through the body, the chemical composition of the body changes. The skin begins to deteriorate, and eventually the lack of oxygen within the body takes its toll. And after a few days, the body undergoes active and advanced decay, followed by a gradual decomposition of the skeleton. And the saying is true, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Friend, Ezekiel's vision of the valley of the dry bones that we just read here reverses the process of death. Instead of decomposition, God composes. Instead of decay, God restores. Ezekiel looked out upon a valley of dry bones. Think about that, dry bones. Dry bones. I mean, it was powder. It was dust. Dry bones. Talk about feeling like you have no hope. Dry bones. There's no life in the valley of dry bones. I mean, it was powder. I mean, there's no coming back. Good luck trying to glue that powder together to create the bones. There's no hope. There's nothing. There is nothing. Talk about a depressing place. And these bones represent it, the passage says, the nation of Israel, a nation that has been slaughtered at the hands of Babylonians. And God tells him, prophesy concerning these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I will cause breath to enter you and you will live. And friend, after God's word went forth from the lips of Ezekiel, a rattling sound could be heard. Bones joined together, ribs and collarbones, kneecaps and shoulder blades. They begin to resocket themselves. And when the skeletons have been fully repaired, muscles begin to grow upon them. Biceps, triceps, calf muscles found their proper place. Then the blood vessels branch throughout the lifeless body. Skin, hair, and fingernails begin to form. But after everything had come back together, something was still missing. Even though the bodies were fully constructed according to the correct anatomy, life was still far from their lips. That's when God said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath. Say to it, breath, come from the four winds and breathe into these slain so that they may live. Friend, at that moment, another noise could be heard. You can hear lungs gasping for air for the first time in a long time. And then God, and just like God had breathed life into Adam's nostrils and became living, the valley of the dry bones became a living, active army. Friend, there is power in the word of God. All God has to do is just speak it, and it's done. There is power in the word of God. There's power. The valley was nothing. It was dead, as dead can be. There is no hope whatsoever when the skeleton bones turn to powder. There's no hope. There's no coming back unless God steps in and intervenes. And friend, maybe your life is like that today. You feel like there is absolutely no hope. It does not look as if there could be hope in this situation. But the cool thing is, God calls those things that are not as though they were. And maybe you're feeling like the people of Israel, but God told Ezekiel, prophet, to say to Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says, my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And friend, the same God who promised that to his people thousands of years ago is the same God who does that today for his. That's right. Because the Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And friend, whatever you're going through, know that his strength is made perfect in weakness. That's right, his strength is made perfect in weakness. Are you broken? Are you weak? Hold on to his strength. Because his strength is made perfect when we are weak. And I encourage you to be faithful, to bring your broken parts, bring your broken heart, bring your struggles to God and trust him. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Hold on to Jesus.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, you give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name.
Amazing grace. Amen and amen. Friend, our God has lavished us with grace, with love and mercy, multiplied so many times within our life. Amen. Well, thank you so much for just let me spend some time with you today as part of your Thursday. And if you're just found us, welcome to the Radio Ministry of Great News Radio. You can find out more about us by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. And if you've been listening for some time, if you've been blessed by this radio ministry, and can we boldly ask you, would you mind getting involved either prayerfully or financially into this radio ministry? Or, hey, even as a volunteer, there's always room for you in some sort or another in this radio ministry. You can drop us a line with your gifts of support and words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. I hope you can join us tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. And in the meantime, I'm going to go home and do something about this horrible sore throat. Enjoy the rest of your day.